In the year 203 B.C., Scipio had crossed the African Sea and had carried the war into Africa. Carthage had called Hannibal back. Badly supported by his mercenaries, Hannibal had been defeated near Zama. The Romans had asked for his surrender, and Hannibal had fled to get aid from the kings of Macedonia and Syria, as I told you in my last chapter. The rulers of these two countries, remnants of the empire of Alexander the Great, just then were contemplating an expedition against Egypt. They hoped to divide the rich Nile Valley between themselves. The king of Egypt had heard of this, and he had asked Rome to come to his support. The stage was set for a number of highly interesting plots and counterplots. But the Romans, with their lack of imagination, rang the curtain down before the play had been fairly started. Their legions completely defeated the heavy Greek phalanx, which was still used by the Macedonians as their battle formation. That happened in the year 197 B.C., at the battle in the plains of Cynocephali, or Dog's Heads, in central Thessaly. The Romans then marched southward to Attica and informed the Greeks that they had come to deliver the Hellenes from the Macedonian yoke. The Greeks, having learned nothing in their years of semi-slavery, used their new freedom in a most unfortunate way.